reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The Gospel of the Lord. Mary, hearing the archangel appearing to her, said, "Be it done unto me according to your word." Mary, who rushed to visit her cousin Elizabeth by going up to the hill country. Elizabeth, recognizing Mary and the mother of my Lord, and Elizabeth saying, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus." We have no idea how many miles Mary traveled up through the hill country to visit her people. The scriptures do not tell us where Mary began that trip, but the important thing is that she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And upon visiting the cousin Elizabeth, the babe in Elizabeth's womb leapt for joy. Already at that moment, in the womb of Elizabeth, his mother, he was recognizing Christ as he leapt for joy, just being in the presence of Christ in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And finally, Elizabeth, recognizing Mary, then being able to say, "You are the mother of my God. You are blessed amongst all women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And so we celebrate the readings today of Mary, of Christ, of John the Baptist recognizing Christ, of Elizabeth recognizing the mother of Christ. And now we also celebrate Our Lady of Guadalupe. And Mary goes up to another hill, the hill of Tepeyac in Mexico, and there she reveals herself to Juan Diego. We celebrated the feast day of Juan Diego this past on the 9th, but because the Immaculate Conception was transferred to the night, Juan Diego was set aside this year, but we don't set him aside. We recognize Juan Diego as the person that Mary appeared to and told him to go visit the bishop and ask the bishop to build a church there. Well, bishop probably heard many requests like that and just brushed them off the first. Mary sent him back again, and once again the bishop says, "I'll have to reflect upon that and think about it." And finally Mary sends him back a third time, and this time with the bishop asking for a sign, this time the sign of the roses that he was carrying. And as he opened up his tilma, the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. With that, the bishop fell to his knees and saying, forgive me for not trusting in you." And so today we celebrate Mary appearing to the Mexican people under the form of Our Lady of Guadalupe, recognizing the poor people, recognizing the people that have been abandoned and persecuted in Mexico, and Mary came as their mother came because of her love for the poor people, the love of the Mexican people. So let us all celebrate that wonderful feast, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and joining along, especially with the Mexican heritage, celebrating with them, holding Mary up and holding Juan Diego up, of bringing Mary the good news of Christ to the new world, to the Mexican people and to the whole world. And so we praise God and thank God for the gift of Our Lady of Guadalupe and Juan Diego.